Je te mets au défi de me faire confiance. Je te mets au défi. Je te mets au défi. What's going on, gang? Welcome to a brand new episode of Young Daddy. How the fuck are you guys? You doing all right? You doing okay? I know this episode's a little late. I've had so much shit to do lately. I've had like shows and I've had to fucking... I went and got a haircut for the first time in like 7 months, you know? Isn't it insane how long we've been doing this fucking COVID thing? I mean, it's been what, like 7 months already? 6 months or some shit? You know? And it's like everybody's life is just fucking on pause through all this shit. And then isn't that fucking crazy? This shit's going to need to come to an end soon, you know, one way or the other. I mean, I think truly if at the end of the year they're going to like tell people, like if they're like, all right, we got a second wave, everybody's going to go back inside, I think you're going to see riots in the fucking street. I don't think people will put up with another season of being locked up. I really don't, because I know they tried to shut down California. Like, you know, two, three months in, they try to shut him back down. And people showed up. People showed up in the streets, you know? And now I'm seeing all these fucking, like, articles people are sending me. I don't know if it's true or not, but people are saying, like, only 10 to 20% of a society needs, like, COVID immunity for everybody to have herd immunity, shit like that. People are asking a lot of questions right now. You know what I mean? You got one side that's like, wear your fucking mask until you die. All right. I want 80 years of you wearing your mask. And then the other side's like, you know, hey, can we open up the fucking world? That's kind of, I don't know, man. I'm leaning on the can we open up the fucking world side. You know what I mean? How do you feel? I try to not make this about emotion and make it about the fucking data. And here's the weird thing, right? This is like why I am questioning what they're telling us about COVID. This is why. Because I live in fucking New York, right? When the protests were happening, when everybody was in quarantine, like, okay, there's a street few blocks away from me called St. Mark's, where it's like, it's a ton of fucking bars, right? It's just bar after bar. Every single day there, from 6 p.m. to midnight, it was like Coachella. There was people all over each other. Nobody was social distance. Everybody was listening to music, fucking yelling together. You know, for every fucking day, for months. And people even were videotaping it and putting it on Twitter. And then in Queens, they had a gigantic fucking festival. But like a huge party. No social distancing. Everybody was around each other. People take videos, put it on Twitter, and the fucking blue check marks go, look at this. They're going to fucking kill us all. I got to be in quarantine because this shit. And then... fuck it. And then the protests, everything, all these people around each other for months, and New York City is doing better than anywhere. How the fuck is that possible? How the fuck is New York getting zero deaths for a week in a row, and we've had that? How the fuck is that possible? Like, can somebody explain that to me? I just don't get it. You know what I mean? How the fuck is that possible? That all, like, tens and tens of thousands of people together, not distance, no masks, all around each other, partying, and somehow New York is leading the fucking country in this COVID shit. If that doesn't make you ask questions about what we're hearing about COVID, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. You know what I mean? Like, that's just, something's going on, guys. I mean, we've had doctors tell us that they get paid and they get more funding if they say a death was a COVID death. You know what I mean? It's time to start asking some fucking questions, because, like, based on what I'm seeing right now, I mean, it's so weird. And then you'll see, like, a news article on the other end that it'll be like, this college is shutting down classes because 200 students got COVID within a week. It used to be like they would scare you with the death stuff. I remember when this shit started, I had COVID, and all I was reading about is how this shit will kill you, cause permanent damage, etc. Now there's none of that. Now it's all like, it's they're not pushing the death narrative. Now they're just pushing people getting it. And it's like, yo, if people are getting it and it's like what I had, which was, you know, I was fucking had a 99 degree fever for a day and had a weird feeling in my nose for a couple weeks. I mean, if that's all it is, you know, maybe it's better to fucking to let this thing go. I mean, I was terrified of my roommate getting it and fucking he's got asthma. He was tired for a day and that was it. That was all he had, you know, so. It's like, what the fuck, man? Is this thing, does this thing just have so much variance from a case-to-case basis? Is the death rate really like 0.01% and it only actually affects old people or people with very severe autoimmune deficiencies? Like, can we, and not even old people, but like old people that would get taken out by a flu, you know? It. I don't know. I don't fucking know, man. Because, like, you know, it's shitty, but people do die. Like, there has to be an amount of people dying every year. You know what I mean? Like, in order for everybody to live, you can't just have everybody live forever. I'm not saying that's a reason to just let this thing go rampant. But if it would be, it's like somebody told, I don't know if this is true. It's so hard to know if anything's fucking true that you're hearing. But somebody told me that the amount of deaths that people would have had, like, from, you know, old people and shit from other illnesses, it's not higher than what we've had from COVID this year. I don't know if that's true. But I do think it's important that we're fucking asking some questions right now. I mean, just that from what I've seen with my own eyes in New York City, I just genuinely can't believe that we are not like doing real bad right now with COVID. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make sense. Like, is it just gone? Like, is it not in the city anymore? You know? And what happens when one jackass fucking has it and brings it back here and is around a bunch of people? Like, does everything just start? Do we have to shut the fucking city down again? You know what I mean? Like, every time you do that, businesses fucking suffer. I know business owners who don't know how they're going to come out of this shit. Who are worried. Like, if it goes to a second wave, dude, and they got to close down again, how the fuck do you survive that as a restaurant? You know, like, people are writing articles about, like, New York City being fucking done. And I don't know. I'm like, I almost believe, I think it's going to take a while for New York to bounce back because, like, I was talking with a bunch of comedians, you know, the gang. I was hanging out with fucking Corinne Fisher, Danny Polishek, Ryan Long, all these fucking, you know, all these bright individuals. And I was saying to them, I was like, if a young comedian messaged you and was like, I'm thinking of moving to New York for comedy, wouldn't you be like, are you fucking retarded? Why would you? There's nothing to do here right now. Like, there's, it doesn't make sense to move to New York for your dream right now because there's no avenue to do it. There's no fucking events going on. There's no networking happening. There's no fucking chance for there. Like, you know what I mean? You can't come here and start doing fucking open mics. So it's like, I think it's going to take, and I don't think people are going to want to go back to fucking offices after this. Like, my suspicion, and a lot of people think I'm wrong, is I think that once they've shown that you can work from home and you don't have to spend fucking $40 million a year on having your office building, they're just going to do that. I think so many more things are going to move to just Zoom and Amazon, and it's going to be what fucking run the world. You know what I mean? If you think I'm wrong, I'd be happy to fucking hear it. This is just, you know, like I said, I didn't go to fucking college, so I there's a good chance I'm wrong about all this, but I don't know, man. It's weird. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what's going on anymore. I definitely have my fucking conspiracy theories about New York, you know, about what's happening here. But at the same time, you'll read like another place will like have a spike in cases and then they'll want to shut schools down for the year. I just don't fucking know. Here's what people don't get about fucking COVID, man. Any person who goes on social media and tells you this is the right way to do this, and if you're wrong, you're a piece of shit, you're a fucking asshole. That's what you are. Because nobody knows the right way to do this. Nobody fucking does. There's pros and cons to literally every tiny step in handling this thing. I mean, you talk about you want to close schools, right? What about the fucking kid, like the parents that work shit jobs and they need their kids to be somewhere where they're being watched? For, you know what I mean? That's what school is. It's fucking daycare. It's like there's pros and cons to everything. And this whole fucking pandemic is just about weighing what's worth it, what's not. And by people going, look, it's got to be either this way or nothing. You guys, we're not going to get anything fucking done. We're just not, all right? I know this will literally never happen, but I just fucking hate the blue checkmark side of Twitter so goddamn much. These fucking, ugh, just they're just smarmy white people who just fucking build this narrative of like, here's my opinion. I will celebrate you if you share it. If you don't, I will try to expose you to the public. And I think people are getting really fucking sick of it. I really do. I think people are getting really tired of it. Every fucking day, some new guy is called out. This is, I feel like I'm seeing more defense of people. And I feel like the idea of being innocent until proven guilty, if somebody says you're a fucking asshole or whatever, is really starting to come back. I think people have had enough, man. I really do. I mean, can we, like, every person I talk to, like, you look at a guy like Louis C.K., right? Every fucking person I talk to is like, yeah, no, they were way too hard on him. Anytime somebody's like, no, he should never work again. He should, because what he had a private moment with people that he said was consensual, you know, and even at the time they said was consensual, and then they changed their minds. He apologized for it, but he should never work again. Fuck him. Fuck his kids. Fuck his ex-wife. He should never be able to provide for them. What is, why? If he has people that want to go see him, that will pay money to go see him, you know what I mean? What's the issue here? It's not like he's on fucking CBS and he's got a TV show, one of those wacky comedies about how a black neighbor moved next to a white neighbor. Isn't that kooky? 9 o'clock on CBS, folks. You know how many of those fucking shows I've auditioned for? It's not like he's on one of those shows. You could be like, yeah, take him off of that. It's like, yeah, then I'd get your argument. But I don't know. I just think everybody's kind of fucking, listen, guys, we gotta come together as people. I mean, no matter what your fucking views are, it just can't all be this goddamn divisive. You know what I mean? Like, with the people I hung out with last night, we're all on fucking different sides of the political spectrum. We all believe different things. It has never once been an issue. It's never once been a fucking problem. It just hasn't. Because why would it? You know what I mean? You got to have dialogue. You got to fucking dialogue. I know I'm preaching the same goddamn shit every fucking week, but it just doesn't seem like this stuff's getting better. It really doesn't. But all I'm saying, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with fucking COVID. And I guarantee what's going to happen is four of you are going to send me four completely different articles and data on what's going on. We need to figure this shit out, man. I'm probably going to do a fucking deep dive today and see what you try to see if I can read what the fuck is going on, because this is insane. Like, there's no explanation for why New York City is not on fire right now in terms of COVID. I mean, there's just not, with the amount of people that are next to each other. It just doesn't make an ounce of fucking sense. So, you know, maybe I don't know. Maybe we're ready to bring shit back. I really don't fucking know. I'm thinking about doing a show in New York. And also, if you disagree with me, that's fine. That's fucking fine. I get it. I don't know what data you've seen. I don't know what's entered your world or made your perspective the way it is. I don't fucking care. You know, you're entitled to feel how you feel. I just think you got to start supporting more people that you don't agree with. That's what I think. I think everybody should have like two people in their lives that they're like, man, I hate a lot of his ideas. But you know what? It's good practice for me to be around them. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, I'm thinking about doing a show in New York. I don't know. I'm like, I need to get on the road and make some fucking money, go do some shows and see you guys. But it's like, should I? Because if we're doing shows in New York, they're all like illegal, but it's like social distanced and everybody's wearing, you know, everybody's like got their, everything's like safe and cool. Like, you even change out mics and stuff when you go on stage. And it's great. But it's like, if I'm doing that in New York, shouldn't I just fucking go do that? Shouldn't I just hit the road? You know, should I just come to Tampa? Just fucking do a show. I don't know. I might. We'll fucking see. But yeah, it's just amazing. Like, COVID has turned into, like, people are just wanting to fucking snitch on each other. Like, did you see this person went here and fucking? It's like, yeah. Do you think they killed somebody on their trip, on their personal trip where they went to a place? It's like the world's got to reopen, guy. I don't know, like, how people think it's sustainable to just have the fucking economy completely shut down. Like, that's insane. You know how many people die when unemployment goes up? I mean, it's like, guys, it's all human lives. You know what I mean? Jeez, it's like, what's better? Like, having half the country unemployed and in a depression? You know what I mean? Or some old folks dying off? I'm not saying one's better. I'm just saying this is like the fuck, you got to weigh these horrible choices. That's COVID. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think any of that was funny, but you know, it's so crazy. Like I hit the fucking record button on this and I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Like I had no idea. I had no idea that was going to be what came up. But you know, that's the fucking pot, you know? This is us talking. It's us venting. You know, how do you feel? How do we feel? You fucking let me know. I love hearing from you guys. As always, we're going to do, I got like 4 great emails queued up here. But if you have an email, send it into the show, yungdaddyshow@gmail.com. And please do your part to support the show. Either share it on your Instagram story or tweet at us. And if you share it on Instagram, tag me. I'll repost you. Tell somebody about the show. Have them listen. Or join the fucking Patreon. It's $5 a month. It's literally $5. $5 a month. $10 if you're horny. And you get an extra premium episode every single fucking week. And it's a ton of great guest episodes on there. You should sign up just to go see the fucking vault. We've had every one of your favorites has done multiple episodes on the fucking Patreon. So go check it out. Join the Patreon. You know, if you join, tag me on Instagram too. Be like, I just hit the Patreon. I love spreading and promoting people that fucking support me. So, join the Patreon and send in an email and do all that and, you know, rub yourself in butter and put on a hat and surprise your neighbor. Scare the shit out of them. Fuck it. But, yeah, let's do these fucking emails, man. As always, you know, I appreciate you guys sending these in. Let's do this one. This one's called Unfucked and Confused. Hey, young daddy, I met this girl in the wild a couple... You know what I've noticed? The emails lately have shifted a lot more to men sending emails. It used to be like 90% women sending emails. Now it's like 60-40 men. Isn't that interesting? Met this guy in the wild a couple of weeks ago. So if you're one of the boys, fucking share the pod, baby. Met this guy in the wild a couple weeks ago at a friend's pool party, and we really hit it off. A lot of flirting and great conversation. There were times I played a little too hard to get, and he couldn't tell if I was... Okay, so there was times I played a little too hard to get, and he couldn't tell if I was really interested. I made sure to clear that up for him, and we made out a little. I didn't stay the night. I like the way you worded that. I made sure to clear that up for him. I didn't stay the night, but we ended up doing everything but sex, and we had great sexual chemistry. On my way out, he asked for my number and kept talking about what we would do next time we saw each other. I'm a very straightforward woman, so I shot my shot a couple of times a couple of weeks following, but nothing was sticking. We ran into each other again at another pool party, and damn, this is a lot of fucking pool parties, babe. Where do you live? I want to go to there. Who's having a lot of pool parties that I can wear a shirt at? He hit it off. He was always in orbit with me, but we had a lot of fun. We had to leave early to go to a work party and asked if I could walk him out. As he was leaving, we snuck off to a bedroom for a little fun. There you go. And after he asked me not to sleep with another dude who was there because he would try. Okay. As in, like, the other guy would try. I was super caught off guard just based on the lack of effort he was making the previous weeks to hang out. I ended up going to his place later that night, and we just cuddled and did a little foreplay. I wanted to hook up, and we were both very drunk, and he said that he didn't want it to go down like this. So here I am, unfucked and confused. Okay, so you're both drunk. He said he didn't want it to go down like this. He says I'm very easygoing when it comes to relationships and just want to see where things are going and have fun, but I'm not one to put up with mixed signals. I've backed off a little bit, but I really just enjoyed how much we connected and want to see where it goes. What do I do? Appreciate you. Yeah, that's tricky. That's tricky. It's like he's like, don't fuck that other guy. You know, I want it to be us. And I want it to be special. And you guys are hooking up and doing the sneak off in the bedroom, all this fun stuff. And then you get there, and he's not fucking, you know, he's not closing the deal. I get it. I get it, sister. You're unfucked and confused. You really are. I don't mean to call you a toilet here, but it's like this guy's either got to shit or get off the pot. You know what I mean? You're the pot, and he's not shitting. is that a horrendous analogy? No, I mean, like, what the fuck can you do? I feel like if it were me, I'd be pretty frustrated. I'd be like, yo, you're telling me not to fuck other people. There's plenty of great candidates. I'm at 8,000 pool parties a goddamn day. You know, you don't want me to fuck anybody else, and yet you won't fuck me. It's like, if you're not fucking somebody, you got no right to tell them not to fuck somebody else. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to hook up. We were both pretty drunk. He didn't want to go down like this. Is it just me, or is that like too, ugh? I just, like, a man telling a girl that wants to fuck him, going like, I just don't want it to happen like this. In my mind, I picture it like a little, like, you know, like we're both sober and we're looking into each other's eyes and we're really feeling each other's signs. I just think that would, like, be so much better. You know?
I don't know.
Here's what I think. I think you give it one or two more tries. You give it one or two more college tries. He might, you know, you always got to, like, entertain the possibility that something else is going on. Like, for example, maybe he's like, you know what? I don't want to just have drunk casual sex. It never goes anywhere. Maybe he's trying to make this a little more important. Maybe he's afraid that if he fucks you, you're going to, you know, it's going to, because you guys have connected, he's going to think you want a relationship or some shit. There's a million different things. People are fucking, you know, there's a lot of different theories of why he's not shitting on this pot. But I say give it one or two more hangs. And then just, that's it. That's all I would do. You know, the fact that he didn't hit you up for all that time, I think that's, I don't think this works based on the context here. I think he's going to be constantly going back and forth in his own mind for some reason. But I just don't think if you're a person out there and somebody is, and you are romantically interested in someone and they won't make it clear whether or not they're romantically interested in you to the point of, like, you don't even know if you guys are going to have sex, and it's been a few hangs and then they're not hitting, they tell you one thing about how this and that, you know what I mean? And then they do the other and they don't actually give you their time or they don't text you. You don't deserve to put yourself through that, you know? And also, for example, men are so territorial, right? Especially with women. So you're at this pool party. He sees other guys checking you out. That might be what's making him pull you off into another bedroom, start hooking up with you, ask you not to fuck somebody else. You know what I mean? That's what it might be. Because, like I've said before, nothing makes you want a chick like other guys wanting that chick. Nothing. You know what I mean? Like, even if you're about to break up with your girlfriend, if you see other dudes like, man, that chick's hot, you're going to be like, all right, fuck it. I'll give it another 3 months. You know? That's how territorial we are. It's really a fucking, it's really a flaw in our personalities, but, you know, it could be that. I would give it one or two more hangs, and after that, you just got to tell you, don't make it a big thing, but just you'll know. Yeah, this guy's like, he's too fucking wishy-washy with this shit. I'm not going to put myself through this. When he sees other dudes like me, he's going to fucking ask me. He's going to, like, slightly hook up with me, you know? But I would say give it the one or two just in case he invites you to hang and you guys have a great night and you have great sex. Then you, like, you know, you end up liking each other. Maybe it goes that way. But otherwise, you know what I mean? Time to take that pot elsewhere. Time to find a shitter. Let's do this one. This one's called No Subject. Hey, Young Daddy, as usual, I've been a fan for quite some time. Great show. Thanks, bud. I appreciate that. Anywho, I've recently been dumped by my gal. Parentheses, all of it my fault. Huh? How about that? A man taking responsibility. How about that? That's a fucking male move. That's right. You see that shit? Take notes, ladies. He said, it's all my fault. He, you know, I've never once had an ex say, yeah, that was my fucking bad. I could have done that better. No, it's always a me thing. So, applause, hats off to this guy. Watch this, because he's going to have done the worst shit ever. Truth is, I made the choice to cheat on her, not only hanging out with this other girl when she came to my area to see other friends, but also flew out to her home state in the Midwest to see her for a weekend. Damn, you fucking flew to some pussy in a pandemic? That's wild. You're a wild boy. Nonetheless, my ex found out immediately. How? Fast forward. I'm curious as to how. Fast forwarding, my ex forgave me about 2 weeks after, and I thought I can put this in the past and flourish. However, I led this other girl on and pretty much screwed with her head and left her hanging. Bad move, parentheses. Anyways, while celebrating my birthday this weekend, this other girl messaged my ex and told her the other half of the truth, which was I was texting her and stuff since May, and showed her screenshots of her flirtatious past conversations. Of course, I got left again and told me she doesn't ever want to see me again and we should stop communicating. Pissed. We've texted since this, but it's all been negative and me constantly trying to say the right things and apologizing. Not working. What can I do from here? I truly love my ex-gal and would love her back. So basically, since May, you're flirting with this other chick, right? You're on fucking Instagram, spending the screenshots. Listen, guys, I haven't cheated yet, but if you're gonna fucking, you don't do it in screenshotable formats, people. I mean, you keep it to fucking phone calls, FaceTime calls, and maybe Snapchat, depending on what your saving settings are like. You know what I mean? Yeah, listen, man, here's the thing. You were flirting with another chick since May. You knew you shouldn't be doing that. Like, you know, this was very clearly going to come and bite you in the ass. Like, what are you going to do? I feel like if you start flirting with another chick in a place where she can screenshot it, you kind of have to assume that that girl is going to message your girlfriend, especially now, because so many dudes will, like, tag their girlfriend on Instagram, put her fucking profile, like, you know what I mean? Link her profile. You're literally just setting up a big fucking target that if you are, like, listen, you either cheat or you don't. And if you don't, like, if you are going to cheat and you're going to, you know, flirt around, you don't tag your girl on your Instagram shit. You know what I mean? That's just fucking crazy. She can't be trackable. She can't be traceable. She's got to be like a fucking, like a Mossad agent. Just got to be, you know, undetectable. Like when they go to find her, they got to be like, we found no evidence of her ever existing. That's got to be like how it is. But yeah, listen, man. This girl has every right to leave you. And honestly, if you removed yourself from the situation, you'd probably tell her she should. I mean, imagine if you saw screenshots of her texting some dude since May, you know, talking about his big fucking fat hog. And I don't mean his dick. I mean, he's a farmer. He's got a couple hogs in the back. He's got two cows, chicken, you know. But he every day sends her a pic of that fat fucking hog. And he's like, look at this. Look at this fucking hog. And they flirt. They flirt. She goes, that's a nice hog. Imagine that. How would you fucking feel, dude? You'd be so pissed. You'd be fucking furious. You know? So I get it. I'm trying to put myself in your situation, right? Let's say I was dating somebody and then that girl, or I was dating somebody and I was messaging another chick. And then that chick sent those screenshots to my girl. Right. I think aside from being like, listen, I'm an idiot. I fucked up. This has all made me realize I do not want to do this. Like, I don't want to fuck around. I just want to be with you. I love you. And I hope you could forgive me because I would like nothing more than to move past this and, you know, just let it be us. And I understand if it's going to be shitty for a little while and you're going to need, you know, I'm going to have to earn your trust back, and I'm willing to do that. If that's how you really feel, then that's what you should say, and that's kind of all you can say. But you, here's what you got to understand, is just like right now, for the next fucking year, you're going to be living in her mercy. You understand? You're not going to really get to be you. You're not going to get to fucking make jokes. It's like, nah, you're going to be in the doghouse for a fucking year, and you're going to have to live in that guilt. You know, dude, maybe you do love her, but you're not ready to be in a fucking monogamous relationship. What about that? You know, maybe, you know, ask yourself, why are you doing this flirting? Do you need the attention? I know a lot of guys, you know, we need a little bit of fucking attention. We need to be sexually validated. You know what I mean? So what's fine? Do a little soul searching, man. Go on a nice long walk in nature. Ask yourself, why am I doing the things I'm doing? Do I want to stop doing them? How do I really feel? Get out of ideal thinking. Ideal thinking is like, ideally, you know, it would just be me and her and I love her. That's I miss her talk. Maybe you're not ready to be in this relationship. Maybe that's why you're fucking around. Because as it stands, you know, Playboy, you know she's got every right to be upset. You know? How would you feel if it was you? If it was you, right? And you got these screenshots of that big fucking dirty hog. How would you feel? Would you be like, I just need some space for a while? Would you consider taking her back if she's like, I knew I fucked up? I don't even know how I would feel. I'd have to be in that moment. I would have to live in that moment. I'd have to give it time to figure it out. It's a fucking tough one, man. When I was younger, I used to think if somebody cheats on you once, they're going to cheat on you again. That's a wrap. But I don't know, man. I don't know that cheating is necessarily... I think we're all kind of a little human, you know. I think people can fuck up. And I think if the right work is done, you can move past it. You know? It depends. I think people are going to start moving away from monogamy a little bit as time and time goes on. And I think the biggest obstacle with monogamy is going to be men giving up our insecurity of our lady with another person. That's really hard for men. Like, you think about this. Like, I was talking to this chick yesterday, and she was like, yeah, if I was married, my husband could get happy ending massages whenever he wants. She's like, would you let your wife do that? Like, get rubbed down while she was getting massages? And I was like, I don't know. I really don't know. I'd have to think about it. I'd have to think about the psychology of it. You know? I don't know. I really don't know. But yeah, man, aside from what I said, I really don't think there's much more you can do. And, you know, maybe you do love her in some way. Like, you got some shit to work on and go through. And maybe you're not done fucking around, dude. You know what I mean? Like, how old are you? If you're fucking 22, then yeah, it's guys, it's pretty fucking ridiculous to expect like a 22-year-old to just have this shit down and just be like, yep, this is it. I want to be with her for the rest of my life. Yeah, nothing will go wrong. No, like that would be pretty fucking crazy, right? You know, if you're 35 and you're still pulling this, then dude, you might just have to fucking George Clooney it. You know what I mean? At 60, you'll be like, all right, fine, I'll fucking settle down. You know what I mean? Figure it out. Talk to yourself. But that would be generally what I would say is what your options are. You know. Thanks for emailing in, man. And guys, just so you know, everything you fuck, listen, people email about shit all the time. It will all pass. I just feel like we should throw that out there. It'll all fucking pass. Everybody's going to be all right. You know, people have been living for a long time. Let's do this one called Quarantine Romance. Hey, Lev, not going to call you daddy because you've heard that too many times. So basically, I met a guy before quarantine, had to move back home. Something should have happened, but didn't. Continuing on, I made a move and texted him based on his Spotify recently played. Highly recommended. It seems like a good move. I mean, you're going to look like a total fucking stalker, but yeah. It's good to talk about the music you guys like. Anyways, it worked. He later called me and it became an every night recurrence. We started FaceTiming every single night for 2 to 4 hours and it often involved movie nights, if you know what I mean. What does that mean? Were you talking about phone sex? FaceTime sex? Long story longer, I had to go back to Philly and we ended up as a relationship. He's a recent college graduate, literally will get his diploma in September, and I'm a ballet dancer. that recently just landed a job in Florida. We've discussed a lot about long distance and have agreed to give it a shot. I guess my question for you is, if you have any insight coming from a male point of view, is how to spice it up and incorporate virtual sex. Everything between us physically was based on emotion and in the moment. I just want to know how to initiate it without being slutty or too aggressive. Anyways, love the pod. Figure out what he likes. Ask him. Be like, what's your favorite shit to watch in porn? What's your favorite things in nudes? Because you want to send him nudes that just make him go, God damn it, she's the fucking best at this. I mean, there's a girl that's, you know, she used to send me nudes all the time. It's just like fucking the best squirting video. She would just do everything. Just loved being a little slut for me on camera, you know? The fucking best. I mean, but every time she'd send me, my heart would flutter. I'd be like, God, this is fucking amazing. You know what I mean? Nothing but love there. But figure out what he likes. I mean, look, we're all different. My favorite thing ever in a nude is when a girl's like laying either back or on her side and you can see her pussy and her asshole. I'm a dirty dog. You know, there's other guys who they might just want to see you fucking hand bra some big old titties. Everybody's different. Ask him. Ask him what he likes to see. In general, with spicing up virtual sex, I would just think I would say don't overdo it so he's just always seeing you naked all the time and it's no longer like, you know, a nice surprise. But, you know, a morning nude or something like that, maybe every other day, you just pull out you're in a bathroom, you pull your tits out. Bathroom nudes are always fun. It's nice to know they're thinking about you. You know what I mean? But also, I think the biggest thing, just be willing to get dirty. Be willing to fucking step outside of, your nude zone a little bit. Go, you know, have fun with it. That's what I would say. I mean, that's what I like in nudes. Maybe he doesn't. But the most important thing, ask him. You know what I mean? Also, buy a mirror. Mirror in the room. Take some fucking good mirror nudes. That's always a great. And I don't just mean you standing in front of the mirror fucking boring as shit. Bend over in front of it. That's the whole point of the fucking mirror, guys. So you can bend over in front of the mirror. You know what I mean? I think it's just women just don't know like what men like in porn. So it's like harder for you guys to really pinpoint what we want to see. But it's not you just standing straight in front of a mirror. That, you know, that doesn't do much for our imagination. Just so you know. But yeah. Give it a good college try. Ask him what he likes. You know what I mean? That's always like, I think that's always kind of the best, is when you guys both send each other the things that you like seeing, you know? Let's do this one. It's called Breakup Advice. I think this one's heavy, but let's check it out. We'll make this the last one. As always, you know, if you dig the pod, fucking tell a friend, share it. I think we're the only ones doing a show like this, guys. You know what I mean? We spend 15 hours ranting about COVID conspiracy theories, and then we dive into your guys' problems. Who else is doing that? But yeah, hey, love, sorry in advance if this email is long, but I need some advice. My ex recently left me, and I'm not really sure what to do. To start this off, let me say both of us are under 21. In the past, she had a pretty bad addiction to alcohol. Because of her addiction, she got raped. Jeez, I'm sorry, bud. It was sorry to both of you. It was before we even met, so it didn't really ever affect me. I learned this a few months into our relationship, and I just asked her if she could try to drink a little less from now on. She said yes, and I thought that was the end of it. She never really stopped drinking as much, but she changed who she drank with. So there was this guy, I'll call him Joe. Uh-oh. So her and Joe were on and off for a few years, but it was never anything serious. But more than a few times, he's tried to hook up with her while we were together. I asked her to stop hanging around him, but they had been friends since they were kids, so I understand why she didn't want to. So I just asked her to stop drinking with him. Fast forward a few months, and she's going out drinking with one of her girlfriends. I said okay, and I thought that was the end of it. But I later found out that she lied and was just hanging out with Joe. I called her out on it, and she said that all I did was control her life and that she didn't want to see me anymore. I already have pretty bad trust issues from past relationships, so I was kind of on edge already. I felt like I really did love this girl, but I just needed to get some advice from an outside point of view. Was it my fault? In my head, like, it is, but I don't really know if that's true or not. Sorry for the long email. but I really love the show, and I'm becoming a Patreon member as soon as I get my paycheck. Love you, man. Love you too, buddy. Listen, I'm sure from her side of the story, she sees it as you being super fucking controlling and shit. And you said you have trust issues from past relationships. And you just got to make sure you're not fucking bringing your trust issues and your past stuff into this. But however, based on this scenario, dude, you know, if somebody you care about tells you they were sexually assaulted because of their addiction to alcohol, and then they kept drinking, and then they lie to you about their drinking, and then they're hanging out with a guy that you know is flirting with them and wants to fuck them. I mean, to me, this is just, you were doomed from the start here, dude. You know what I mean? There was no way this was going to work. I had a friend of mine go through the same thing recently. His girl was just drinking way too fucking much. And it really started affecting their relationship. And I think as soon as you're a dude and you start being like, hey, I really need you to drink less. Like, I've heard so many fucking stories from dudes where, you know, their girl's drinking just starts fucking taking a real toll on the relationship. Here's what you should do. You got to understand, this is not all your fault. It never is. It's never like all somebody's fucking fault. You know what I mean? It's always, especially in a scenario like this, do you really ask yourself, do you really think you were given the right setup for this relationship to thrive? Do you believe that? Do you think this was like hearing me read this email? Do you think you were in an ideal situation that you just fucked up? Or do you think you had to deal with some pretty big obstacles here? You know, somebody drinking heavily and lying about it and fucking, you know what I mean? She's doing things that you don't agree with. These are not, you shouldn't, the lesson here is what you should always do after a relationship is think, what could I have done differently? Where can I grow? What can I make sure, what mistakes can I make sure not to do in my next relationship? It's really important that you reflect on that for a little while. But another thing you should do is go, okay, what can I not be with? What traits can I not put up with? What traits caused me to act the way that I acted? And you make sure you don't end up in that again. You understand? Because if your next girl has the same fucking problem and starts lying to you about who she's drinking with and et cetera, then you got to start to think, is that what I'm going after? But otherwise, listen, man, this is just a relationship that wasn't going to work. That's just what it was. And, you know, you felt like you loved her, and that's important. That's actually a good thing. This will be what fucking, you know, these will be things you reflect on and look back on. It'll give your life a little shape and meaning, and you'll have learned from it. Don't get back together. You know, that offer is probably going to come in 3 months. Don't do it. Just fucking don't. Just move up and forward. That's all you can fucking do, dude. So, dude, you think you deserve to be in a relationship where somebody's lying to you about who they're fucking drinking with and they go hang out with dudes that want to fuck them? You don't deserve to put yourself through that. You know what I mean? As somebody like, you know, just fucking find a nice, healthy relationship and trust that it'll come. One that really lets you be the best version of yourself. Where you can both be the best versions of yourselves. And just be hopeful that it's coming, because it is. That's all you can do. And if it doesn't, it's pretty fucking funny too. But you have to be hopeful that it comes. And just enjoy the fucking heartbreak of this, dude. Enjoy the fact that, you know, you're going to feel shitty and sad for a little while. It's kind of a beautiful thing. And other than that, thanks for writing in, man. I love you. I love you all. I hope you guys are all right. Hope you're all fucking feeling okay. I'm sorry the episode was late. We'll have the new one on time on Friday. And I hope you guys have a fucking great rest of the week. Oh, last thing. We have a fucking YouTube channel, and I really want to build it up. I need to hit, I think it's like 1,000 subscribers to become a YouTube partner. I think we're at like 600 already, and we haven't really been pushing it. So look up Young Daddy on YouTube. Subscribe to that channel. Let's get this fucking thing up, dudes. And I will be posting, if it's a video episode, I always post the premieres there. Most episodes are going to be video. I'm moving. I'm going to set up a little studio space. So, you know, show some love to the show. And subscribe on YouTube. I'll see you guys soon, man. I'll see you on Friday. Much love. Cheers.
Thank you.